other's defensive property, it should be in the statute. It should write reasonable person if that's the standard you want.
What would be used if it weren't in there? Just an automatic right to blast?
Well, that's one of the reasons why the department strongly opposes this bill, is that that's one of the very reasons that for our opposition to this bill is that it doesn't use reasonable person in this section.
On that point.
Commissioner Green?
Did I hear you imply then that if reasonable were inserted, that you would support the bill?
No.
Oh, all right. I tried.
I said that's one of the...
I understand.
Representative Dickinson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question was being asked if it's, you know, whether it's, would be, you could differentiate between the individual who's there, their particular abilities, and the answer was yes, that, you know, in the circumstances considered, if you have the word reasonable in there. That was the answer, was in the context if you have the word reasonable. But if you don't have the word reasonable, the circumstances aren't necessarily relevant. And the example given about the Fairbanks jury that found it was reasonable to shoot someone who was stealing gas because of the physical condition of the person who shot them was based on the circumstances. If you don't have the word reasonable in there, and you've in this case clearly intentionally left it out, and somehow it does become law, then the implication is that reasonable is not the standard, and that's a very different circumstance. I mean, the classic case is you've got an intruder in the house who's, you know, any reasonable person would think has some threat, and they get shot. Or you've got this kid, you know, who obvious and who's clearly unarmed. The owner of the home realizes they're unarmed, but they shoot them anyway. This doesn't require, you just say, hey, I believe that they are committing a crime. Well, that's reasonable. They were in the house. They weren't, you know, they were invited. And I believe that they might use physical force, no matter how slight. That's what this says, no matter how slight. It could be an 8-year-old kid who somehow got into the house.
Do I see how slight?
Page 2, line, it's almost farcical, this whole section, you know. We're down now to an 8-year-old kid who somehow, kids get into houses. You know, they have this ability to get out and find ways in and learn little tricks, and this gives you a right to shoot them because, hey, I believe that they might use some physical force no matter how slight. They might, like, peck me on the head with their finger. That's the only standard that's required in this bill. It says the words, no matter how slight. And if you want to pass a law like that, you ought to think about who's going to be who it is who's not covered right now, who you want to cover, because we still have never had any testimony before this committee on any example where the existing law resulted in a miscarriage of justice.
Mr. Chairman.
Is anybody?
I would add, in light of some of the testimony we've had, not the too distant past, I would certainly want reasonable people to be the ones wielding the guns.
I would tend to agree. Is there further discussion on Amendment number 4? If not, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Representative Mason?
No.
Representative Finkelstein?
Yes.
Representative Green?
Yes.
Representative Bundy?
Yes.
Representative
Tuohy?
Yes.
Chairman Porter?
Yes. And number 4 passes.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Finkelstein?
I didn't do a... Could I just very briefly ask that we rescind our action of failing to adopt number 1? I did not explain it correctly in context of the bill. This will only take a second.
We've had a motion to rescind our action. Is there objection?
Okay.
Objection. Discussion. Representative Finkelstein.
Well, if I'm given a chance, I'll just leave the motion to rescind at this point. If I'm given a chance, I'll make the new argument. But I do think that Amendment number 1 did make sense. And if this motion passes, I'll...
This isn't the floor. Go ahead and tell us why.
Okay. Listen. I think we have taken a step in fixing the second part. Now, we've got to, if we look into the context of what we did in Amendment number 2, we've changed back to the reasonably believed standard. So we now have some consistency with the term reasonably believed. The problem still is the expansion of the crimes. That's the area that's not covered. There's no change made here. And we've still extended this to a bunch of areas, and including the example that I gave later, the one on custodial interference. And based on that, I think the best solution is to eliminate this section and get back to the issue of defense of person or properties in your home.
Is there further discussion on the motion to rescind? Is the objection maintained?
Yes.
We have a roll call vote, please. This is on the motion to rescind. A positive, a yes vote would mean you support rescinding our action.
Failing to adopt.
Failing to adopt.
Already, Representative Finkelstein.
Yes.
No.
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 No. We have failed to rescind our action on number one. We have in front of us the bill as amended. Are there any further amendments? What is the wish of the committee? Representative Bundy?
Mr. Chairman, I'll do the honors. We move House Bill 293 as amended. And attach fiscal notes to the next committee of referral with individual recommendation.
Got a motion to move. Is there objection?
Object.
Object. Could we have a roll call vote, please?
No.
Yes.
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 Yes. If the bill is moved, is there anything else to come before the committee? Seeing none, except for the signature of the bill file, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well done, sir.
Thank you, David.
Whipped right along.
Hey, we did it again.
We had David on the roll there. He smelled blood in the water.
He did.